Hey, it's not what you think it is.
It is what it is.
It's Inspiration Nation. 92.3 Inspiration FM. You still thinking?
It's 1 o'clock. Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Always know this. It's all about the quality of life and finding a happy balance between work and friends and family. Philip Green.
Inspiration.
92.3 FM.
Good afternoon and happy Sunday. Welcome to another Wellness Sunday on Inspiration FM 92.3. And my name is Charisse Ijewari. We remind you on Wellness Half Hour that we are created in wellness. We are created whole, perfect, and complete. And so, well, when illness shows up, we ask ourselves, where did we stray from our wellness? Last month, the month of July, we spoke on a lot of social wellness, social well-being. And this month, the month of August, we are speaking on lifestyle diseases. Now, you don't have to be in a disease to recognize that you can do something in order to prevent, but ensuring that you are taking the steps for living in wellness. So today we have a special guest. The guest, her name is Onusetale Ijewari. She is a nurse. She is a mind-body coach. And she is also a digital content strategist. And so today she's going to share with us a lot about mind body. And on Wellness Half Hour, we also remind you of the pillars of wellness: spirituality, mindset, lifestyle, nutrition, and environment. So today we're taking the aspect of mindset. So Onusetale, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And so tell us a bit about mind body. Onise is a young lady. She is less than age 25. So this is a lot that you've done: nursing, mind body, digital content strategist. And so you found a niche in this industry in order to help both the young and the elderly and the middle-aged. So mind body, what does that mean?
Mind body means so much. It's the connection of both the mind and the body, and realizing that so much that goes on in the body starts from the mind. Lots of the diseases that manifest in the physical, they first started in the emotional with the mind. And so learning that lots of the things that we see in the body really started from, where was our mind at? How are we feeling? What are the blockages that we hold within us? And just knowing that we can actually reset different parts of our body, maybe reset our mood, reset our panic, reset how we're feeling with the power of the mind.
Wow, that's a lot. So the mind is quite powerful. That's the control center of the entire body. Now, when you come into the mind, the body, the mindset, when would you say that this realization takes place? Is it something that you have to be very much in tune with, like intentionally in tune, no matter what age you are?
I'd say it's definitely something that we are intentionally in tune with, especially as we grow older. When we're younger, we usually do our paths as what our parents tell us to do or what they put us in the schools. But when you, as you become older and you learn that, okay, I have a say in how I spend my time, what I do with my time, how I feel, then you learn that you have control of these things, and you learn that it's now your responsibility to take control of your mind and your body and these habits that go towards mind body.
That's interesting. So yes, I know that growing up, the parents guide the children. And then the children grow up into teenagers and then adults, and then they head off to university. They're still under some sort of structure until they graduate, and then the real world hits them. How would you say it has been for you?
I would say the real world was definitely eye-opening. Even going to university was very eye-opening, from being in a very strict secondary school schedule, where when I got to university, I had all this free time and I was asking myself, how do I spend all this free time? What habits am I using to lift me up? And just realizing that I'm at the point where I can no longer blame other people for my actions or for how I feel, but now the power is in my hands. And even just taking it a step further, when you leave university and you start working, you realize, wow, this is the real world, and every single second is kind of at your disposal. And then you decide, okay, I want to work this job. And even with working the jobs, you realize the job isn't necessarily your life. When you wake up, you have the choice every day. Will I let this job decide my mood, or will I wake up and make the decision to be happy? Will I make the decision to be grateful in this moment?
Okay, wow. So essentially what you're saying is everyone has the power within them to decide how they wake up in the morning, what mood they put themselves in. It's not the situation that depicts, but what you set yourself up as.
Very true. The situation does, it can have an impact on how you feel, but it's still your responsibility, and the power is still in your hands to decide, how do I want to perceive the situation? Because there are so many situations out in this world, and you can't let what everybody says just change your mood in just 1 second. That means you're not very stable or grounded. And so when you realize, okay, I'm making this decision and it's conscious, then you put the power back in your hands.
So when it comes to being intentional, with our listeners who are just joining, we're talking about mind, body, and how to intentionally program your mind in order to have your body follow through. So for those who are just joining in, how would you say maybe a practical day in order to just put your mind in that programming?
Yes, this is one of my favorite things to speak about. So the morning portion is the most important portion of the day, because how you start your mornings is typically how your day goes. When you decide to pick up morning habits or have a morning routine, it's very essential to how the rest of the day usually ends up. And there are a couple different habits you can pick up. I always suggest taking habits one at a time and adding on gradually the more you become comfortable with them. A great habit to start off your morning is, when you first wake up, giving gratitude for what is, for waking up, whatever makes you happy in the mornings. I like to sit down and write them down, because there's so much power in writing it and actually acknowledging that there are things to be grateful for. After that, it's really important to get some sunlight in your eyes. That kickstarts your circadian rhythm, and it also starts to increase your dopamine. Dopamine is a very important hormone. It increases your happiness, it gives you energy. And then from there, you can decide, okay, do I want to journal? Or you can decide that you want to take a morning walk or get some exercise in. Along with the same train, we are increasing the dopamine again. So with taking a walk or getting some exercise in, you're increasing your dopamine levels again. After you decide to take that walk, you can go home and take another cold shower. The cold shower also increases your dopamine. So basically, we're looking at different ways to increase your dopamine to kind of keep you on that happiness that your body naturally gives you, especially in the morning. And from there, you are able to go on with your day. But what's so important about this morning routine is you're taking the time to prioritize yourself first in the morning. Your time isn't being rushed to somebody else, because that feels as if somebody else has control of your time. But you're actually taking the time to give yourself this permission, maybe 30 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, maybe 1 hour. Maybe you're waking up a little bit earlier just to be very intentional that you have responsibility and control over your time in the morning before you see anybody else or you take on any other responsibility.
So you just mentioned something very important. Listeners, I hope you have a pen and paper. I will recap what she has said, but what you just said that captioned just now was taking on the energy of anybody else or taking anything else in your space. So that means when you wake up in the morning, you have to intentionally ensure that you're not picking up your phone. It's so easy to just pick up your phone, look at it, and before you know it, 20 minutes is gone, 30 minutes is gone, and your time is so precious. You want to just be intentional with it. So Onuse has said a couple things that you can do in the morning to help you with mind-body programming. And it can be 15 to 20 to 30 minutes. You can start with 15 and see how you do. That once you wake up in the morning, as soon as your eyes open, be in gratitude. Say thank you. Say thank you. Just appreciate. Say a prayer. You can begin your journaling at that time, your water therapy at that time. The next thing she says is to get some sunlight. We know that now the sunshine comes in at about maybe 6:30 or so. This early morning sunlight also raises your dopamine levels, your happy hormones, and it gives you energy. Now, when it's a sunny day, you all of a sudden have great, great energy, great mood. And then you plan to go for your morning walk. Now, something that we always say on Wellness Half Hour is when you're preparing for the day, you prepare for the day the night before. So that way you know, okay, I'm going for my walk. I have my sneakers by my bedside. So all I need to do is put it on and quickly put on my clothes. There's no thinking about it. She mentioned habits, and habits are important that we form day to day, so it becomes a routine. You don't have to think about it. And after you come back from your stretching, your morning walk, then you take a cold shower. This also wakes you up and puts your dopamine levels on a higher level. So I want to say, what else would you like to add to the habits, the routines? Because some people find it hard to even wake up on time. And some of our listeners right now are thinking, 15 minutes? Like, I totally don't have that.
Yes, I would suggest making it easy for you, making it comfortable for you, and then also having it as something you look forward to. Your habits do not need to look like the next person's habits. Decide what works best for you. Maybe you like to journal in the morning. You can go ahead and journal. If you don't like to journal, you don't need to journal. The best way to really kickstart a habit is picking what is easy, what is you find joy in, and then what you can easily plan into your schedule as well. So finding that perfect fit for you.
And when you say journaling means what to our listeners? And exactly what would we be journaling?
Good question. There is so much that you can journal. You can write how you would like your day to go, what emotions you would like to feel that day. You can write anything that's been on your mind. You can write about the dreams you had. There is no right or wrong way to journal. I journal every morning, and every single morning my journaling changes. Some days I'll write what I would like to achieve during the day. Other times I'll write what's been on my mind. Other times I'll let the flow just take me to write down whatever comes to my mind. But it's a great way to quiet your mind, to calm your mind, to center you, and to really just ground you and have you ready for your day.
So journaling is where you take a notebook and a pen and you just write. So you're writing with the date on top, and then you're writing in the morning. Are you putting morning?
No, I just write. I just write the dates, and I just start to write anything.
So, listeners, you have the power in your hands. And so whatever it is that you want to bring into your atmosphere, if you are looking for a job, or you want to get married, or you want to be in a better position than where you are, it's important that you journal. That means every morning, every night, if you can, twice a day, you pull out your notebook, write what you want to see. And Onuse has shared quite a bit with us, writing your mood, what happened that day, or what you want to see happen that day. And anything else to journal in there, Onuse?
I would say those are really good basics to start off from, and then build from there as you get more into the practice of journaling.
Okay, thank you for that. And so when it comes to mind, body, and you being in total control, being intentional, connecting, how do you put your mind in order to have the body respond? Because sometimes we're a bit disconnected.
Very true. A big part of that is a habit that I have not mentioned yet, which is meditation. So you can meditate, you can pray, or you can do what resonates with you. But this is essentially taking the time and attempting to quiet your mind. You're attempting to silence the voices within and just observe anything that passes. If a thought comes up, you let it go, and you can decide to deal with it later. But you are simply observing your emotions, you're observing your thoughts, and this helps to ground you. This helps to create a clean slate for you deciding to go into the world that day. It really brings you back to yourself, and it helps you move forward, and it connects both your mind and your body, especially when it's done in the morning.
So meditation is a big key, quieting the mind. And you mentioned in quieting the mind, grounding yourself. Now, tell us what grounding yourself means.
Grounding yourself means putting yourself in a position where you are centered. You have sat down and you're no longer in the clouds. Your head is really in your heart and you're sitting down. So I like to think a lot of the chakra system. And when we speak of the root chakra, which is at the base of your body, more close to the bottom of your spine, when you sit down, you have all this energy that's in your root chakra. And that really helps to ground you. It helps you to know that no matter what goes on in the world, no matter what happens day to day, that you'll always be there. Things will always happen, but it's not affecting you. You notice these things and you decide to go with a response versus a reaction.
Okay. Response versus reaction. Okay. That's quite good, because we have so many things going on in our spaces today, in the news, in the world, and many times people's initial reaction is to worry, to stress, to fret, even though they can't do anything about it. It's this panic that comes over you that you don't even realize that, okay, I'm not there, but I'm still having these emotions. So balancing that chakra is important. Now, in balancing the chakras, do you have to peel back any layers?
There are so many different layers that you peel back. We have multiple different chakras in our body, about 7 main ones. And depending on which one you'd like to work with or which one you'd like to align, there is a lot of peeling back that we do. There are a lot of beliefs that we have adopted, whether from ourselves or from somebody else. But you sitting down and asking yourself, why do I feel about a certain way about something? When somebody says something and it triggers you and you have a reaction, you ask, what's going on here? Why do I feel this way about something? And then you begin to peel the layers of something. And even with some uncomfy emotions, when you have them, you ask yourself, I'm feeling a certain way. Why am I feeling this way? And you keep asking yourself why till you get to the root of it. Because it's only at the roots that you can figure out how to go from there to nip that trigger in the bud so that it doesn't come back.
Okay. All right. We're going to come back to that. We're going on a short break.
We are not here to prove anything. We just want you to have the best time listening to your radio. Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Turns your meals into a masterpiece.
Unwrap joy, unleash taste. Hey, hey. Come cook with Terra Cubes. Come cook with Terra.
Terra. Nasco quality cornflakes are so full of nourishing goodness because they are whole flaked cornflakes. Now available in 35 grams, 55 grams, and 140 gram packs. Nasco cornflakes, nourishing goodness anytime.
Welcome back to Wellness Half Hour, where we have our special guest, Onosetele Ijewari. She's speaking today on mind-body, how the mind controls each and everything that we do each day, how we feel, how we react, how we respond, and how you can be in control of your mind. She has shared with us some habits that you can take on daily in order to control and ground yourself. One such habit is, as soon as you wake up in the morning, being in gratitude, journaling, taking your morning walks, taking a cold shower, just helping your hormone levels, the dopamine levels, rise in order for you to have a happy day. She also shared with us meditation, quieting the mind, grounding yourself, and also about the root chakras. There are seven chakras. You touched on one, the seat of the chakra that helps to center the body. Can you touch a bit on some of the other chakras?
Yes. We have, after the roots, right above it, we have the sacral, and this typically exists in the womb. This deals with intuition, creativity, and if we're not creating procreationally, you can use this very creatively. So if you have a business idea, this usually comes from the seat of the sacral chakra. Right above it, we have the solar plexus. The solar plexus chakra typically does with our will. This is our control, and this is our ability to do something. So if you've ever had an idea and you don't feel like you can do it, it's usually because you're solar plexus is underactive or is misaligned. Right above the solar plexus, we have our heart chakra. The heart chakra is where we feel a lot of our emotions. It's where the love that we have usually starts from and is grounded from. It's very helpful for us to connect with people and to feel different emotions. Right above the heart chakra, we have the voice chakra, which is also, I'll give the name a little bit later, but that chakra is used when you're speaking. It's very important for you to open it up. It's in the throat and it helps you speak your truth. And then right above it, we have two other chakras. One serves as the seat of understanding. When you have a thought, you usually understand it there. And then right above it, we have our crown chakra. And this usually serves as more of the seat of consciousness.
Wow, the seven chakras. I mean, I feel like we are kind of like a kingdom temple people. So you have this temple that's starting from the bottom, the sacral chakra, which is the seat. And as Onose mentioned, sometimes you may have a business idea. This is where you can creatively expand on this chakra. And then you have your solar plexus. You have your heart chakra, which I want to mention that many times, especially in this Lagos, let me say Lagos, people hold back emotions. Maybe they would like to give a hug, or maybe they would like to show some more empathy, but they're fighting with themselves, so you hold it back. When you hold back your chakras, especially the heart chakra and the
throat,
the voice chakra, what happens?
A lot of the time, it causes a sort of cognitive dissonance. So you have this energy, and the energy wants to come out, but it can't because there's so much resisting. And when we begin to resist, there are a lot of blockages that come up. And so you have this energy that's just not matching up with each other. You have one thing that you're feeling in the physical that you want to do, and then you have something else going on in the mental.
So this causes like a imbalance.
Yeah.
Now this imbalance can also cause, sometimes it can cause sickness.
It can.
Wow. So ladies and gentlemen, it's good for you to, if you want to be happy for somebody, it's okay. I have seen situations where people hold back. They don't want to even say good job or well done and feel completely in that emotion. A lot of times they're holding back, and this holding back can also cause imbalance in your hormonal system, in your immunity. I do know a lot about voice chakra, and holding back sometimes can also affect your thyroid glands.
Yes, yes.
So in this temple of yours, there are different levels. And these different levels, it's good to understand, know a bit about them, embrace them. If you do want to learn more, because we will be setting up a class for this, if you do want to learn more about this, certainly follow us on Carib Health NG on Instagram. That's C-A-R-I-B Health NG on Instagram. Just to understand your body, be in alignment in your body, and have balance. Now, Onose, when it comes to your mind body, how do you, because time is quickly going, how do you come down from the day? So you've built yourself up in the day, the dopamine is there, the energy is there. You've planned, you've organized, you're trying not to react. There's so much going on, and then you need to wind down from the day. How do you wind down?
I love a great evening routine. When you get back, just releasing the energy of the day outside the door before you come inside the house. When you come inside the house, really taking that time for you. And you can start to slow down and wind down by maybe making yourself a cup of herbal tea. You can use chamomile or lavender. They really help to calm you, to ease you, especially your nervous system. And then you can go ahead and wash off any of the energies you may have taken in during the day with a nice bath. And then eating something that feels very nutritious for your body.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard, drop the drama at the gate. So all of that fighting, all the traffic and the wahala out there, drop it at the gate. So when you get in your home, you relax, you take a deep breath, you hug your loved ones, you pour some tea, and then you wind down and have your nutritious meal. That's important. And this nutritious meal, this is your fruits, your vegetables, your protein, nothing fried. I know we'll get into that on another day. Any last comments, anything that you want to tell our listeners to carry them for the week ahead?
If you're deciding to pick up any new habits, I would say start off with one and then decide where you want to go from there rather than overwhelming yourself.
Okay. So our take home is pick one new habit from what we've spoken about today and take it through the week, and then we will see you next week Sunday. Have a blessed week, everyone. Thank you.
Radio.
I love inspiration.
IFL, stimulating your mind.